AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the first time since the October attack, Israeli forces rescued a hostage found alone underground in Gaza. The AP's Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
The man has been identified as Kaid Farhan Al-Kadi. He is a member of Israel's Bedouin Arab minority, and he was working as a security guard last October 7th when he was abducted with roughly 250 other people.
A judge in Nevada is again rejecting a request from the man accused in rapper Tupac Shakur's killing to be freed on bond. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Clark District Court Judge Carly Kearney says she feels that things are being covered up, and her request for information on the source of funds for the bond for Dwayne Keefe D. Davis. He's charged with first-degree murder in the 1996 shooting death of Tupac Shakur in Las Vegas. Kearney says she got two identical letters, apparently from the entertainment company that is backing the bond, but one of the letters was signed with someone who does not work there.
The motion to reconsider is denied. The counter motion is also denied.
Kearney has pushed back the start of the trial from November 4th to March 17th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A Greek flag tanker repeatedly attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels in the Red Sea remains on fire. This is Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
We are aware of a third party that attempted to send two tugs to the vessel to help salvage, but they were warned away by the Houthis and threatened with being attacked.
A person in New Hampshire died from eastern equine encephalitis, a virus spread by mosquito bites. Massachusetts epidemiologist Dr. Catherine Brown says most cases are in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
We're starting to see increases of Triple E activity outside of the historic hotspot.
A Kentucky man, one of the first to enter the Capitol on the day of the riot, was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. This is AP News. Tennis is facing some serious competition.
Even as U.S. Open tennis began this week with more than a million fans expected, the game's leaders are being forced to confront this fact. The nation's fastest growing racket sport or sport of any kind is pickleball, which has seen participation boom 223% in the past 3 years. USTA President Brian Hainline says he plays tennis on public courts and, quote, quite frankly, it's obnoxious to hear that pickleball noise. The rackets hitting the ball do make a distinctive sound. Now USTA is flipping the switch on pickleball, launching more than 400 pilot programs across the country to broaden the reach of an easier-to-play, smaller-court version of tennis called red ball tennis. Julie Walker, New York.
Travis Kelce is buying an ownership stake in a racehorse named Swift Delivery. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.